For 3 years, hunters with bows and rifles have been in Pittsburgh's parks in an attempt to keep the burgeoning population of white-tailed deer in check. The city's deer management program set out with the goal of reducing the impact that the animals have on the environment. But Julia Maruca says that while the program has been used in a number of communities, the results can be hard to track.
It doesn't take long walking around the muddy trails of Frick Park to find telltale signs of deer. Park ranger Erica Alwis has already spotted one clue. She points out jagged markings scraped along the base of a skinny tree.
But you can see that a buck has just come through and rubbed the base of these trees. And right under that outer layer of bark is the cambium layer, and that is the layer of the tree that is alive.
So that kind of damage can kill fledgling trees. But other signs aren't as dramatic or obvious. Alwis says the lack of plants close to the ground also means deer frequent the area.
What our understory currently looks like is pretty bare. So we have Japanese honeysuckle over there. That will persist even with a heavy deer population because deer are not eating it.
It's mostly just invasive species that remain. The rest are probably somewhere in a deer's stomach. These are the kinds of impacts that Pittsburgh's deer management program hopes to reduce.
One of our long-term goals is to see the environmental consequences of a healthy deer population in the positive way. So we want to see an understory. We want to see younger trees surviving.
The city's deer management program invites archers into some of the city's parks to hunt deer, with a goal of keeping the population more stable. Marksmen contracted by the U.S. Department of Agriculture also help in selected parks to take out weaker deer with rifles, a process called targeted harvesting. The program is now finishing up its third year of operation. Deer are native to the region, but they lack real predators in the city, aside from cars. The hunting program aims to manage the population. Here in Frick Park this past season, archers removed 41 deer. Since the start of the program in 2023, a total of 237 deer have been killed through archery and targeted harvesting in the park. Professor Jeremy Weber of the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public and International Affairs has studied Pittsburgh's program. He says the fact that so many deer have been taken from Frick Park shows the program's progress.
If you count up the number of deer that have been removed out of Frick Park, it's a massive amount of deer for what is just a 1 square mile area. It tells you just how extensive the population was before the start of this program.
But not every park has seen that kind of impact. Across town in Riverview Park on the north side, deer continue to present challenges. Archers took only one deer from that park this year, a far cry from the nearly 100 removed by archery and targeted harvesting there last year. Mark Masterson, chair of the Friends of Riverview Park, says the park still needs attention. At the outset of the program, Masterson's organization estimated there were between 250 and 450 deer living on the park grounds, eating plants, spreading ticks, running into the road, and even exacerbating landslides through overbrowsing.
My sense is now we're seeing deer back in the park, similar to what it was 2 years ago, hiking and walking around in the park and riding through it. On my bike, I'm seeing more deer coming back.
Masterson says previous targeted harvesting in Riverview did have an impact, but the deer still persist. He hopes to see targeted harvesting return to the park in future years.
We still need help in Riverview, and hopefully the city continues this program because I think it makes a difference for all of the parks in the city. It's not something that's going to fix itself. It's going to get worse if it's not managed.
There's at least some evidence the program is having an impact. The number of deer carcasses picked up by the city after car accidents or other causes of death has fallen slightly, from a peak of 583 last year to 550 this year. But when it comes to tracking wildlife, it can be hard to see the forest for the trees. City archers took a total of 142 deer this year. That's about one quarter less than the year before, even though the city had more archers in the field. So does that decrease mean the program has been succeeding, or that it's starting to struggle? Maybe neither. Other municipalities with long-standing deer management programs say big fluctuations are common, especially in the early years. Fox Chapel police officer Don Stoner says the borough's program kicked off in 1993. There, the borough matches landowners with archers who want to hunt on their properties. They also do their own version of targeted harvesting. Stoner says the early years of a deer management program are when the most impact is made.
Once you get a balance in there, once you get to the proper balance, you'll start seeing that it's a maintenance thing.
Before the program started, Fox Chapel had over 125 reported deer vehicle accidents annually. Now, the borough sees less than 20 per year. Stoner noted that year-over-year factors can also make any given season more or less difficult for hunters.
Certain seasons, acorns do better than other seasons. So you may have had the park that had a lot of oak trees, so there are a lot of acorns that year, so it drew a lot of deer in. Maybe the following year there weren't as many acorns on the ground, but a different food source outside the park drew them outside the park.
Weber says that even when programs remove deer from an area, more deer from the surrounding region sometimes move into the nearly cleared spaces. He also says these kinds of programs tend to last for a long period of time.
This is an issue where you don't just solve it. I mean, deer continue to reproduce, and as long as they're allowed to freely migrate across space, they're going to be reproducing, they're going to be migrating.
And Alwis agrees there's still a long way to go before the population stabilizes.
So deer will continue to populate and reproduce, and we want to just make sure we stay ahead of it versus behind it. Right now, we are catching up for years and years of no deer management in the city of Pittsburgh. So our management plan might be a little bit more aggressive than some areas, but these are the first couple years of a deer management program. So that can be expected. And then hopefully after that, we can just sustain it through archery.
She says the city alternates where it focuses its attention when it comes to targeted harvesting. This year's round will be held in Schenley, Emerald View, and McKinley Parks, and is set to conclude at the end of the month. Marksmen will only hunt during overnight hours when the parks are closed. Julia Maruca, 90.5 WESA News.